Hey, it's Big D and Bubba, and football is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered.
New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Plus, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September.
New customers download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bubba.
Bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's code Bubba, only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800 Gambler or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
All right, after the closing jingle, we have a really cool interview with our buds, TJ and John, brothers Osborne. You'll want to stick around again after the little ming, ning, bah, bah, the whole thing, you know.
Wow.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Damn the rules.
Damn the rules.
Damn the rules.
Do you know where that's from?
No.
That's so good.
It was like some Michael Jackson.
It was a guy who did like a Michael Jackson deep fake.
Oh, okay.
I can't even tell you what the fact is as far as I can go, actually.
That's it. But yeah, it was great. And then like any, you know, like he made like some terrible rules, you know, Michael Jackson style.
Yes.
And like, then he just went,
damn the rules.
He's like, I did all that terrible thing, and then I asked for forgiveness before I died, and I went to heaven.
Damn the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's your cookbook there, D?
That's great. That's good. Yeah, this is a great cookbook. I love cookbooks. I have I'm looking through one now, but my favorite cookbook is the one before my mom passed away. My mom passed away 24 years ago this week, actually. And before she passed, she made a handwritten cookbook with that beautiful cursive writing.
Penmanship that people used to have back in the day.
And then she would, at the end of the recipe, put a little story about someone in the family that had some kind of connect. Like, this was your aunt Edna's favorite, you know, whatever. Aunt Edna was in Italy for 2 weeks because of the Second World War, and then she came here and started her own, you know, she became a stripper or whatever. She did not become a stripper.
That took a turn.
Well, she was stripping furniture.
Yeah.
You know, getting the varnish and all.
Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, well, you meant I'm taking her clothes off? You don't want Aunt Edna taking her clothes off. I mean, maybe you're into that shape. I don't know you that well. But hey, you know what? There's things that people look up on the Googles.
Don't
that
look at my browser.
Surprise me.
I only do that on your computer. That way.
That.
Yeah, me too.
No wonder it's always got viruses.
Man,
on it.
Is that like the worst thing? Like when somebody comes over, I had that guy who was doing the blinds, and he wanted to get on my Wi-Fi. I'm like, no. No, you can't get on my Wi-Fi.
He's doing your blinds.
He has a cell signal.
Yeah, that's also true.
I'm like,
true.
You have a signal. I'm like, what's the matter? He goes, oh, it's just faster. I went, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
that's
have
you
any,
go,
you have no right to my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, just because you're here. What, do you want to use my bathroom too? No, take it outside, pal.
That's what I do. I tell him to take it outside.
Mm-hmm.
I take it outside because I can
now.
There's
a big brown spot in his yard. Yeah.
So I made a comment the other day to somebody. I was talking about mowing the lawn because I have a lawn again. I'm so excited about that. And I was like, yeah, I have some poison ivy in the back, so I have to wear pants when I mow the lawn. And they're like, you don't wear pants when you mow the lawn? And I'm like, no, I mean, normally I'm always in shorts. And they're like, oh, I thought you normally mow the lawn naked. I'm like, who am I talking to?
What idiot are you talking to?
Because that's like totally something
That is Bubbaism. You're right.
So I was thinking about it. I've got like the 6-foot privacy fence.
You're not considering this,
I'm
are
going
you?
To
you
mow the lawn
completely naked,
one day. No. Just to do it, to say I've done it. Wouldn't that be the coolest
thing? That is so cool.
I could just come back and go, guys, guess what I did? I mowed the lawn naked.
Yeah, that is super cool, man. Yeah. Well,
damn the rules.
That's right. You should do that. You didn't know all this when we hired you, did you?
Wow. No. What I enjoyed, though, was Larry Fleet was in the other day.
Yeah.
And was fantastic.
Yes.
And we're getting the selfie picture. And Larry looks down at Bubba's legs, at his calves, and go, "Your calves are huge."
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's everyone remembers their first.
Yeah. And nobody even brought it up to his attention. He found that out on his own. He discovered that.
Just by looking
down.
Yeah. He just looked around and
if Bubba cleaned up his diet and like really got serious into lifting, he would be a bodybuilder.
I used to be really lean back in the day. There was a time when I lived in Guam because we did that water displacement thing that tells you what your body fat is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 4%, which is almost unhealthy.
Yeah,
but I wasn't eating and stuff back then because I was always out diving and surfing and whatever, and I just dropped all that baby fat from high school.
If that was your life, why did you leave that?
Stupid. Stupid. Yeah, no, that was a good life, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I will go back to that. That's the thing. It's like I always think about, I hear people, they go on vacation. They're like, "Oh, this is the greatest place ever. I would do anything to move here." Then move. Yeah. You know, if your situation allows you to
except
do
for Nashville, it, don't move to Nashville.
Yeah, don't move.
No, a friend of mine got a job. He got a radio job in Virgin Islands or something like that. Yeah. You know, they're always advertising.
Yeah.
And he moved down there with his wife and he decided to leave. And she goes, "Nope, I love it here." They got divorced because she said, "No, I'm way too happy."
Yeah.
And she stayed.
It is a great life, and it's not for everyone because there's a lot of people who there is isolation, like especially going to Guam. I mean, Hawaii is like the halfway point sort of to get to Guam to then get to the Philippines and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's you lose a day going there because it crosses the date line. So they're a day ahead of us. It's a 2-day travel thing. So it's not something you can do easily. So not a lot of people go there. But, man, once you go and if you do get into that world, man, there's no need to go back. We all have FaceTime now. We can look at each other and go, "Oh, look, I'm looking at you and the kids and whatever."
Just know if our Seaside, Oregon affiliate offers me a job, I'll see you later. I'm gone. I'm out.
It's so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
God, we got to get out there.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
But I want to go out there and work.
Do they really have the caves? Do they have the caves?
Yeah, are those real?
Like the Goonies caves?
That's more up in Astoria. I don't know as much about that in terms of the caves.
We need to do that.
But the beach scene where they're racing on the beach in Goonies, that's where Haystacks Rock and Cannon Beach and Seaside and all that is.
Yeah.
That stretch of Astoria and down the Oregon coast, about 30 miles, just amazing.
Yeah, well, they got those big-looking rock things in the ocean.
And yeah.
How does that happen? How do they get there?
I don't know, but I enjoy it. I love it.
Guam has that too.
It's so great.
How did they get those?
It's coral. So like at some point the water was higher, and then you have that left over.
No. I'm talking about these are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boulders and things. Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying that's what it is. It's
coral.
No, I'm saying the Guam ones are coral. The other ones just boulders that were pushed up by
tectonic plates.
Some kind of tectonic thing.
Since all of that is out there, that's probably it. But again, what I love about there is that you can actually see elk on the beach too, seasonally.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I'm like, so I can get the beach and I can get elk, and that part of the country, it's perfect. Perfect mix.
See how elk a lot when I lived in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
I go out and do all that,
especially where you lived.
That's
Guam.
For yeah, sure. Out in the eastern part, you see more of it because they're out there in the. Yeah,
yep.
I never went elk hunting.
Oh wow,
that's the first place I ever place I went hunting was Montana, and it was not a great experience.
Really?
No, I won't do it again. I have no desire to go hunting. Yeah, first off, we drove 3 hours.
Yeah,
I'm like.
Yeah, okay. If you're elk hunting,
we could have stopped 30 minutes into the drive. Because
it's all the same.
15 minutes into it, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's all the same.
So why do we keep going? I don't know.
Special
I guess because the property theirs, it's whatever. And so anyway, and I went with one of my buds and his dad, and his dad, or he was on the Olympic shooting team. And so we went together with me, him, and his dad. I think maybe somebody else went. And you get your binoculars out and you start looking and you see it and then you just start walking. Dude, I walked for an hour and a half and it would move and then you'd move and you got to watch out for scents and all that stuff. Finally, we get down to it. I get close enough to this deer and it's got all these does around him. Mm-hmm. And it was rutting season, I guess. I don't know. And they were in the way, and I couldn't take the shot because they're, like, you know, sacrificing themselves for their man, which is what every woman should do, Carson. And
that's why I'm single.
And so, she's like, "You taking a bull of this guy?" Anyway, it finally moves, and they're like, "Okay, go ahead, take the shot." Pull the trigger. Thing flips up in the air, takes off, and... And they're like, "We're like celebrating or whatever." And I was like, "Is it over? What do we do now?" So then we got to go track it. And then we found it and it's there. And this is before cell phones. Like, we had like little like flip phones stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't have a camera on it. And so anyway, I go, "Okay, well, great." And now we've just walked an hour and a half.
Now you have to quarter it and do all that.
Now what we do?
You got to backpack it out.
Dude. He goes, "Well, we got it figured out because this is on national forest land." So we,
oh, where it dropped?
Where it went over.
This is literally an episode of Yellowstone.
And so then we picked it up and had to carry that thing over a fence and then drag it. And then somebody left to go get a four-wheeler.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't get home for like weeks. I felt like it was forever. My gosh, that's my bald spot came in. By the time I got home,
that's how it happened. Who knew?
And then they take it, and then they can hang it up and do all that stuff. And I was like, man, that's just, man. First off, it's a lot of work. If you could go hunt and shoot them, and then they fall over and act like they're dead, and you get a picture with them, and they got their tongue out and whatever.
I love this business model.
And then you slap them on the butt, and they go, they give you a wink and a nod.
Oh, like tranquilizers.
And you give them some food.
Right.
And go, "Here's some extra, take back to your boys." And they just run off. That would be great.
There is something magical, though, about filling your own freezer. And I know you just bought that quarter cow. It's the same thing. You would be harvesting your own cow, per se, you know, if you go get the elk. And
yeah, I guess I just don't care for deer meat.
But it's organic. It is clean. There's no hormones. There's no anything's in it. There's no nothing. No. You're getting something that is literally, when they say, you know, farm-raised or you know, pasture-raised, this thing lives in the woods. Had the best life up until, you know, 20
until
seconds
ago. Until
you
killed ago. It.
Well, I mean,
I felt so bad because I was like, I didn't enjoy this at all.
Yes,
there wasn't, you want this in what do you want? I'm like, I don't even want it.
The first and only time I shot and killed a deer and had to do all that, I went, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever done."
It's just not my thing.
And that's the thing. I come from a family of hunters and all that. That's cool for me. No, I'm good.
I tried to take Frankie out to go and this past fall, and he was like, "Man, I'm just good with shooting the guns. I don't want to have to kill anything.
Yeah,
I'm
like, me too.
Well, but son,
no, I love going skeet shooting. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But no,
terrible at it, but it's fun.
Yeah,
I like duck hunt.
The game,
duck hunt. Yeah,
I'm pretty good at that.
Don't you think Carson would be good at skeet shooting or?
I think I would.
I think she could do it.
I think too. I think she's got really good balance and good. Yeah,
yeah.
She get over the. Just the feel of it.
Get
used to that.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone back since the day that we took you out?
What? No.
We took Carson
not.
Out years what? Ago, a couple of years ago, to go shoot her first gun.
Oh.
And we took her to the range, and, you know, she did really well.
She did.
And
until someone shot a.
Oh, my gosh. Some guy starts firing in the lane next to us. I was like, I'm out.
I forgot
so
what
out.
He had.
This is too close, done.
Wasn't there somebody that had a 50 cal, or am I thinking about
a 50 cal?
It wasn't a 50, not a 50.
I'm thinking I'm mixing
I don't know
story,
what he had, but it was loud.
It was loud.
And, like, he could have been a couple lanes down, but it was like bowling. Why don't you give us one in between each?
You know what? I think that's a reasonable request.
There's nobody here, sir.
What was she shooting with? What was the weapon?
We did different things. We did 380s, 40,
you brought
9mm.
Okay.
Brought one of my ARs.
Yeah.
So she shot, you know, that. I mean, so.
Yeah, even the AR is so. What a easy. I feel so great. That's the easy. That's the best.
That was easy.
In an hour, it's easy.
Yeah.
Well, easy after it took me, what, like 10 minutes to pull the trigger.
But you know, you did it.
I was like, I'll set up. I'm like, okay.
Are you still looking at getting something for the house? I mean, I know you talked about it back then. And
again, I'd have to go back and get up the gumption to fire one again. So right now it's me and a sledgehammer.
I still think, and I know like Big D loves just shotgun for home defense is fantastic. When you rack that shell, there is something.
Such a distinctive noise.
Yeah. There's something really cool about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I've been doing? I now have my little thermal camera that I bought.
Which I make fun of you every time.
I keep that in my bedside gun safe. That way, if anything, I don't have to turn any lights on. I don't have to worry about.
I love this.
There's no lights. There's no lasers. There's nothing that gives my position away. And I can walk and it's there. And I've got the little thermal right.
Wow.
Gives my position away.
What?
This is
Dude,
so
that's
intense.
That's what a light does.
This is so intense.
If you have a light on it'll give your position away.
I wouldn't want to spend 10 seconds in your head. I can't even imagine what's flying around in there.
Oh. Not lights.
That's true.
You wouldn't be able to find your way. Bubba's really smart. He's really intelligent.
No. I'm not saying he's not smart. I'm just saying
he comes off as a lot of he can come off goofy and you know silly and what. But he is that way. He's like the little rabbit, like the Energizer rabbit.
That's true.
But he's really smart. He's smarter than
I am. He goes from like Hamster Dance to John Wick.
Yes.
In about 3.2 seconds.
Perfect.
And then
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
He's all mixed in. It's a weird thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just makes me fun. I can have conversations with anybody about anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. On his dating profile. It just makes me fun.
Yeah.
Use a lot of ellipses on your dating profile.
Do
you
I?
Did. Yeah, use a lot of like dot, dot, dots.
Well, I do. I'm an ellipses guy.
Well, that's what you do with your text, too, is dot, dot. Yeah. That's just how you communicate.
Was it bad?
No, just
yes, it is. She brought it up.
Yeah, no, that's
no. It's just something that I noticed because people sent me screenshots, and that's fun.
they're like, "Is this Bubba?"
Yeah, they're like, "I just run into Bubba on here." I'm like, "Yeah,
What kind of pictures do you have on your thing?
Firefighter.
Yeah,
we have firefighter.
Like,
gear.
It's not. It's not all.
Oh,
about...
he has a Big D and Bubba selfie with the sign.
No.
Oh, you did.
No,
because I saw that. Oh, you did.
No, the sign is not behind.
Are you sure?
You want to look it up?
Are you sure? Well, I can't find him.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Or maybe I knew what it was, but you're
you
by the sign. I know you're by the sign.
No, there's nothing that shows anything with work.
Okay. But that firefighter gear on full display.
Shoot, I would too, man.
I know. Dude, it's a hook. Absolutely.
But you're thinking about giving that up, though.
There's a lot going on. I have to work through, but yeah, you know, being like volunteer stuff, being close to the firehouse is pretty key. And where I'm at now with the new house and everything, I'm just not. So it's going to slow down responses. I'm getting back in, here in a couple weeks. I took a little time off so I can move into the house and all that. And now I have to figure out, okay, when am I going to be able to commit the time to. Because everything's all about staffing, and you have to know who's there and who's not, and it's a time commitment thing, and I haven't sorted it out yet. So,
Carson, are you going to get a dog with your new place?
Depends. I'm deciding between two right now. One of them, I don't know if they will allow it, but the other one, I told them, they said, yeah, you can get one. Like if you come back,
good.
3 months.
Because it's been
a
few
years
since you've had one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You don't have a dog, do you?
I haven't for a few years. I did for a long time, but.
We're down to one. Anywhere in the diaper.
I was just going to ask about the diaper. I was going to follow up on the diaper.
The diaper changes things,
How's
though,
the
doesn't
diaper
it?
Going?
It does change things.
What do you mean?
It makes it better.
Oh, it does. It kind of makes you go, eh, well, you can pee on him, so.
Yeah. That's the thing, like, with Stacy's old dog. It was like. I did not like the dog at all because it would pee on the carpets and pee on the rugs and just whatever. And then once we started putting the diaper on, it became a cute dog. I'm like, you know what? You don't pee on anything anymore. And all I have to do is change your diaper a couple times a day. This is great.
How old's the dog?
I don't know. How old's my dog?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean,
he doesn't know how old his kids are.
How old are your kids?
Zach is 23.
Just had a birthday.
His birthday was yesterday. Yeah.
In what month are y'all going to have a party? We're going to have dinner. We're going to go out for his birthday dinner in December.
Jokers. These jokers, Shaver. You know they're just over here just grilling me for no reason.
No, they're 100% true. I know you well enough.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
There's no chance.
Yes, there is some of that to that. Yes, we don't celebrate birthdays on their days. Sometimes we don't at all. I get it. I know. It's awful.
Could be my family where you have seven parties.
Somewhere in the middle is a better one, you know. Yeah. But I asked Zach, I was like, hey, man, like 2 months ago, hey, man, you still want to get that certain kind of keyboard? He's a nerd. He collects keyboards.
So?
I appreciate that.
I'm totally ashamed of it. It's terrible.
I've got two mechanical keyboards right here.
He's got, like, he gets them from, like, China and Japan.
I love your keyboards, actually.
And they're like separate, like cool, weird things. He makes them and all the kind of.
I remember he made that one. Yeah.
I'm joking. It's really impressive. But yeah. I was like, hey, you want me to get that keyboard? And he's like, nah. I think I'm going to get something different. I'm like, okay, well, let me know. Your birthday's coming up. Oh, okay, well. 2 weeks ago. Hey, man, you know, your birthday's coming up 2 weeks. Anything that you want? I can't think of anything, Dad. I don't know. Okay. And then Monday, I was like, hey, man, your birthday's coming up this week. Oh, yeah, I don't know. So don't get you anything? I don't know. Last game money.
That's fine.
And he wanted a little cake. So we got him a little cake.
Yeah.
And just left it on the counter.
Carson, how did you celebrate your
party?
Oh, my gosh.
No, we didn't. I'm not even joking. No, we left it on the counter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We had a cake. It was exactly what you wanted.
Come and go whenever you please.
And you just kind of, gnaw on it as you go by.
No, my mom texted me and she's like, what do you want for your birthday? I go, I don't. I don't.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I don't want anything. And she ended up buying me a sweatshirt that I was like, here, it's 20% off. Just whatever, if you want to buy me that. My dad calls me and he's like, hey, just so you know, look for a transfer. Just putting some money in your account for your birthday.
Well,
like,
that's nice.
Very nice, right? And I was like, and I want to be like, you know, y'all live in the same house. And you can like partner up on this. Like, she got me a sweatshirt. It's fine. But it was very, very lovely that they. You know.
I haven't celebrated a birthday. I haven't had a birthday party since maybe seventh grade.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost had one last year. I almost said, you know what? It's time. But then.
Yeah, with everything you're going through.
Everything went on, and I'm like,
the amount of people that text me are like, what are you doing for your birthday? And I was like, sleeping. I am so tired. I was out the night before at a concert. I've been on the road for like 5 weekends in a row. True. I'm like, I just want a nap. And even like, I didn't even have the energy to eat the cake I bought myself.
You actually go hard. Like, most people don't realize how much Carson is out for shows and et cetera and all that kind of stuff. You really do. So I would see just some downtime being good for you.
I did. But like, do you want me to take you to dinner? No. I mean, that's nice. Thank you. But no. I really want my couch.
How many shows have you seen in the past 2 weeks? Concerts. These are concerts.
Well, I was supposed to go to a show on Saturday, but it was canceled. So that can't count. But it was the reason for the trip. But I went Tuesday night. Then I was the weekend before I went to a show. So I guess in the last 2 weeks, then there was a second. Yeah, I don't know. It's like 4 or 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been to a concert since the Morgan Wallen thing, I think.
Really?
Was the last.
That was like March.
I know.
Wow.
Did you go to the Morgan Wallen show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie and I went.
At Bridgestone?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were sitting together and then I left because I found a better seat.
My seats were not good enough.
Mm-hmm. I think the last concert I went to was with Carson. I don't think I've been to one since then. Yeah. It was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, and we went to the theater.
Basically, if you ever go to any concert, Carson is probably there somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I've got so many videos that I still have to upload from just the last 3 days from being at shows. So, yeah, because I try to do like one a day. I don't want to bombard people's Instas.
Well, speaking of that, Alice Cooper and you on social media.
Yeah, Alice Cooper posted a picture of me on his Instagram.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, I tagged him in, because I went to go see him, and I tagged him, and my friends and I were standing in front of the, like, mural thing they had, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm on Alice Cooper's stories.
That's
cool. I
was
like, that's pretty dope.
I wonder who runs his stuff. I mean, he doesn't do it.
Yeah, he's so checked out.
But is that like, his real name, too?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's not.
Mm-mm. Vincent Fernier, is that his name?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
Vincent would have been a great...
I know, it's a good name.
Ghoulish
but...
name, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nope, he's Alice
He looks
Cooper.
Like a Vincent.
Yeah, more than an Alice. Who names a kid? Who goes with Alice?
Well, yeah.
And for a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was doing it for the shock value, though.
That was the band name, too, because it was a band before it was him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alice Cooper was a band, and then he just took it solo.
Oh. It would be like Darius actually becoming Hootie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I didn't know that. I always thought, like, Alice Cooper was just the character of his stage persona. Which I guess now it has morphed into.
It is, but back then,
it's
that was
one
and
the same now.
Yeah.
He's a big Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys that you wouldn't think, that you think like, oh, like the lead singer of Wasp, Blackie Lawless, who's literally changed the last name to Lawless, like super born again, very, very big into Christ for the better part, I think, 20 years. The rest of soul, Frankie Benali, the drummer for Quiet Riot, was actually who introduced him to Christ. So there's a lot of those guys that are in that realm, because people are like, oh, even your devil music. And I'm like, let me introduce you to their Instagram accounts.
And here's Striper.
Yes, and here is Striper.
Michael Sweet and Striper.
That's so funny. Who introduced him to Christ?
Yeah.
I just imagine that they walk into backstage and like, yeah, you know her, buddy. You know Jesus.
Mike, right? He's over there on the couch.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up? I mean, look, you know.
Hey, dude.
What's up?
Hey, just heads up, you should probably get that looked at.
Hey, Jesus. So
it was a whole thing. Yeah, there's a lot of those dudes. So yeah.
Oh, good. Well, this has been fun, guys.
Good.
I do have to make my bets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Got to make the bets.
DraftKings. Yeah.
So I've been doing that. So what I'll do is. I listen to these podcasts, these guys who like call, who make suggestions on what you should bet.
Yeah.
For games. Mm-hmm. And they get really into it. That's spread, all the numbers I can.
Right.
And I follow them and I just kind of go, yeah, that sounds great. And I just, if there's just one, I'm not sure about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm just like,
yeah.
I mean, because they're all making great points.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, you know, if I'm an LSU guy, so I don't want them to go against LSU. I wouldn't go against LSU.
That's one thing I don't do is I never bet against my teams.
Yeah.
Like you will never see
that's
that
icky.
Happen.
Yeah, that's not
a, I'll just never bet on a game that involves my team because I know emotionally
that.
I just,
well,
I
it's the same
I
way I
it.
Run fantasy football. Yeah. I never play a player for whoever is playing the Saints, no matter what. I don't care who they are. It could be the, you know, it could be, you name it, whoever it is. They could be having the greatest season ever, but if they're playing against the Saints that weekend, I won't, they're benched. It doesn't matter who they are because I don't ever want to go.
It's a real fan right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, and so, it cost me so many leagues.
I remember when Bob and I first met, and I was like, so who should, he's, oh, I'm saying, he would always have Saints stuff on. And this is when they were bad.
Oh, they were bad.
Bad. Yeah. Really bad. The joke, the whole thing.
Pre-Sean Payton.
And
the Aints.
Yeah, the Aints. And he was like, nope, I don't do any of that stuff. These guys who put the bags on their heads, screw that. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. And every year, it's the same thing. This is it. This is the year.
Yeah.
And then and every year, I told him it's probably not.
And then one year,
and then one year it happened. And he, yeah. And he almost didn't go to the Super Bowl. He almost didn't go. He was like, yeah, I'm like, man,
what?
You,
well, because it
I had
was
to
expensive.
I know
it was, expensive, and
I said,
I would
man,
have had to take a day off because I wouldn't
like,
have been
who cares?
Here.
Go take a day off. Yeah. I don't care. I'll take care of it. Listen, go and do what you is going to happen. You didn't know if it's ever going to happen.
See, I got lucky. I watched my team win the Stanley Cup because they were in this city, so I didn't even have to travel.
Yeah. So he went to Miami.
Yeah. Just,
and it was freezing cold. I remember that we were in my buddy's Jeep with the doors off.
Because it's January.
It was
even in Florida.
It was like 50 degrees in the humidity, and we were just freezing, and it was so great. We had the best time.
Yep.
We went down and did, I
God,
don't know.
You were so drunk.
Oh, the whole time.
Dude, I called him. So I'm at this house, and I go into my home studio.
Yeah.
And I want to get something recorded that I can play the next day on the air. Like, all right, you know, Bubba, because we've been talking about it all week.
Sure.
Bubba's, Miami of the Super Bowl. Blah, blah, blah. Call him up, and it's like they had just won. I don't know, 30 seconds later, and all circuits are busy. It was like all messed up.
Oh, you know,
because the whole thing. I finally got through to him, and he was like, this is all. He goes, here. just noise. I go, hey, man. Like, I'm on the air. I'm like, hey, man. So how is it? How'd it go? And he's like, man, ding, ding, dong. Who dat? Clank. And I was kind of stood there and I went, wow.
Notice he is not refuting these claims.
No, not at all.
He
could, I almost died at that game. There was all kinds of things that happened.
You died at that game?
I almost got into a fight at the Super Bowl. So I was sitting there. It was cold. So I had a Saints hoodie on. And I told him this, too. So I'm sitting there, and there's some fans behind me from the Colts. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, my hood was down. The girl behind me flips my hood up, like playing with my hood, like to annoy me. And I'm like, two or three times. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Two or three
then
times.
Then I was like, I turned around finally. I'm like, hey, don't touch me.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And I turn back around, flip, she did it again.
Oh. So now.
And I said, what?
Yeah, go ahead. This is the best.
So I turn around. I'm like, I said, please don't touch me. Don't do that. I turn back around, maybe 60 seconds later. She flips my hoodie up and it gets up onto my head, and I turn around and I look at her dude and I said, man, you better take control and be a man, because I'm about to whoop your ass. I said, if she touches me again, you're going to pay the price. She never touched me.
Now, how many drinks in were you at that point?
Oh, I was several in. Yeah, okay.
She was too, I'm
no,
sure.
I'm
sure she was.
That husband wasn't. Oh. He was stone cold sober after he had that conversation.
Yes, he was. He got sober real quick.
And I remember whenever they did the ambush play, the onsides kick, jumped up. And I wasn't thinking. I jumped up so high. And when I did, the bottom of the seat part flipped up.
Right.
Like it does.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, when I come back down to land, there's no seat there. Right. And I get hung up on that thing. And man, I almost died and flipped forward out of the stands. It was so crazy. Like, the whole experience was super fun. If you've never been to a Super Bowl or a World Series or anything like that, when your team plays,
you
have to make
you
it happen.
Go.
But it's like so crazy, because like when you guys would be watching "And God Made a Farmer" commercials, you know, in the stadium, they're just making these conversations like, they're going,
in case of a chemical attack, do not run. Do not jump over the top of the building. Do not do
that. It's all these warnings about in case of an explosion, in case of fire. So you're all over here watching Doritos commercials and silly stuff in Clydesdales. And in the stadium, we're like, we're going to die. This is great. It's the strangest thing. And you know there are sniper roosts nests all over the place.
Yes.
And
you know the guys are just got their scopes and they're just looking at chicks.
See that? No, they're probably doing that. But that was a weird feeling when I went to Shanksville, the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah.
And knowing, because there was ex-presidents there and dignitaries, knowing that there's snipers all around and you can't see anybody.
And you never saw one?
And I never saw one.
Of course you didn't.
Well, I know. But the thing is that you're actually there and you're cognizant.
Yeah, you're looking.
That there are snipers.
You've seen
there.
You're seeing the YouTube videos where they train snipers in their final.
I hate that they put that out there, though.
The thing that they do is they put them out in a field and you hide, conceal, and then they have snipers watching, trying to find you. And they will call a radio and they'll go, go five paces, turn to your right next to that bush. And so they'll send a guy out there. And the guy who's walking, like, he can't even see the guy. And he walks up there and he goes, he's like, down there, right here? Yeah, no, one more over. And then puts a stake or a marker or whatever, and it's a guy sitting laying there.
They know what they're looking for, man.
But it was just the first time in my life I'm like, there are people here that are trained to shoot at any time.
Yeah,
it was just knowing that and actually actively thinking about it. It was the first time I'd ever really thought about it.
I guess obviously we still use snipers, but with the drones and stuff now, it's really changed.
See, that's the thing, because I see drones all the time. Like, I see drones at high school football games because teams are using them. Teams are using drones.
For footage?
Oh, yeah. They'll be up in the sky and be able to tape everything, and
I didn't know that.
They're not using it for like coaching or like,
not during the game, no, but you can after.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can as tape after, because it's just a different camera. It just happens to be above the field.
I was saying, you could just have a stick a drone up there for 30, 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And you're watching real life footage.
Pretty
you
much.
May see something.
I mean, that's yeah.
For a coach, you may see something
thing.
Different.
I don't. Wow. They can't use it during the game, but
oh, like they after, can't.
Yeah, but afterwards, okay. Yeah. But it's still just like I see drones.
I love
all the
my
time.
Drone. I flew it yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I like to just fly it.
Just, it looks fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
My yeah. brother-in-law has a couple of them. He's gone through. One he put into a lake. Another one he put into a tree. He's lost a couple of them now. And he, you know, just trash them.
I'm gonna get those ones that you put the
VR
like,
rig.
It's all yeah. It looks like a VR rig kind of chap. But what you see is what the camera sees. Mm-hmm. So you can fly it and yeah. it's like you're up in the air.
So do you have to contact the FAA or what have you?
No,
in terms of
only
airspace,
if I've, so. I've only had it a couple of times where like I wanted to take a do some stuff kind of over the grain silo with the big mural on the side of the old man.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
by the. Yeah. Whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do that, and I turn it on, and on the screen it says something like some kind of a warning, contact Nashville yeah. airport.
Oh, because yeah. you're too close.
Something. Yeah. And I kind of freaked out, and I just turned it off.
Because my buddy.
Because I was too close to the airport.
Right.
One of Tatoon.
A buddy of mine over in Hendersonville. He has his drone and he can only have it at a certain height because it's a flight path.
Yeah, you can only have yeah. it. You can only go up to 400 feet.
I was going to say something like that.
300-400 feet.
But yeah, those are active flight paths right
so
above
you know,
his house.
Yeah. Okay. So mine has ADS-B on it.
What's that?
ADS-B is how would you say
it
this
tells one? It tells the air traffic control where it is. It identifies it and it tells it where it is and who it belongs to.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah,
so
because
it's
you have to register. Yeah.
So everything sees
too high, they know who it was who did it.
It's a reason. It's also how like air traffic control, like in the the tower,
mm-hmm.
or even in departures or ground.
Mm-hmm.
They can see where all the airplanes are. You've seen those on like the screen. It looks yeah. like an overlay yeah. of the airport, and you mm-hmm. see airplanes, and there's like letters, like yeah. words and stuff around it. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But so if I'm flying my drone has that inside it. So it can receive, and I don't know if it transmits. Do you think it does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's some.
Something.
There has to be some kind of way. They need to know where you're at.
Right. Yeah.
So if it does, yeah.
Right. So I'll be flying it, and there's a little screen, a little square in the corner of the screen will pop up and says, "Warning: aircraft in the area." And then I will look, and there'll be an airplane. I can see it flying on the screen over on the map.
Oh wow!
And I look up, and there go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
They're way high.
Yeah.
They're probably 2,000-3,000 feet, maybe. Helicopters are the problem.
Yes.
Helicopters, they go right over my house, and I live up on a hill.
Yeah.
So I'm even closer to them. And if I'm flying and I'm at the house, I got to be really careful with that.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun to fly it. Just like I go out to like an air park. I want to do a thing where these guys, they have like the remote control airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to team up with one of them and like see if I can't do a fly along with them and get their footage of their airplane in the air.
Oh, nice. That looks like, almost yeah, like cool. A wingman almost. You're
yeah, like
right
air
behind
to air
them.
Footage.
Yeah,
I'm just because I can fly sideways just as fast as they can.
So that's a lot cheaper than having an actual airplane.
Oh my god! God,
the cost of owning an airplane is ridiculous,
dude. I wouldn't fly. There were times I wouldn't fly just to have the plane with everything else with everything involved.
Yeah.
It was like $4,000 a month.
Yeah, I figured.
That's with no fuel. That's not
that's
burning
not doing
anything.
Yeah. Just sitting there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was. They're great, but there's so much that goes into that, man. The guys who are like, oh, I've always wanted to fly. Do you have a reason to fly? I just want to go flying. Yeah, you really.
Yeah.
But Bubba likes to he'll do that.
That's my golf.
Yeah,
I'm a terrible golf. I don't have the patience for golf, so I go fly, and it's.
He likes to like pretty days and like just relax or go to the beach or know, whatever.
Yeah.
And my mentality is all A to B, point A. To
Very
B.
direct.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah, I don't want to go.
But you have
fly
to admit,
to
those
fly.
Days that we would go fun flying.
Oh, your airplane was the best.
No, but I'm saying, like, just even whenever we would do formation stuff to go like to places or just goof off, those
were fun.
Some fun days.
Yeah, it was. It's fun. It is fun. It's expensive. But most things that are expensive are usually fun.
Usually pretty fun.
My plane was cool, though, because it had a canopy that would slide back.
Yeah.
So you could, it was like a convertible.
Yeah.
So you could slide it back in flight, and you're like, hey, you want to go touch a cloud?
We did that. Wow. One of my coolest life experiences I've ever had. Sitting next to him and our fat legs touching. you couldn't have put a hair between them. Forget COVID and the mask. Get nothing in there, man. And then he goes, you're going to touch. So we went up, and there's a cloud deck.
Yeah.
Get up closer. I mean, I'm getting like nervous.
Oh,
and thinking
yeah. That, you're
climbing up
right
to
now.
It. We're climbing up to it. Yeah. Getting right. Just right. It's like.
Yeah.
Whoosh,
yeah. Whoosh,
and then he pulled the
canopy
back, slides yeah. back like yeah. a fighter. His airplane was made by, was Grumman. It was yeah. Grumman, the F-14 Tomcat.
Okay.
Wow. Anyway. We took our hands and kind of cupped them like that yeah. and just drug them across the cloud.
That's crazy.
And you got all that moisture
it's
in your
weird.
Hands.
Oh, it's a, weird. Such a weird feeling.
Yeah. Cold and
it's
clammy.
Cold and wet. Yeah, yeah, wet. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. That's fun, man.
I'm looking forward to my weekend and doing the extreme trail riding stuff.
That's going
to
be a
I may
blast.
Not be back by Monday, so it's been fun working with y'all. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, if you need, man, come back if, when you want.
No, I was talking if to my brother, and he said that they spent like half a day earlier this week where they're having to wench the vehicles over these rocks and everything. Like, he's doing some hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
In terms of where they're going with these side-by-sides.
If you don't come back and it's because you're in the woods,
stay there.
Yeah.
Do it. Come back.
Get it.
Come back Tuesday.
I would, but the thing is that they're leaving Sunday morning, so I'm catching the very last day of this trip.
To me, that sounds a lot like hunting. I don't want to do all that.
Well, here's the thing. It's his vehicle. They're bringing it down, doing all that, and I'm like, I'm just the idiot city guy showing up. That'll be fine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You should say Garsh.
Gorsh. Gonna red up. Gonna worship.
Ask him questions like, dumb. Just look up Google dumb mechanical questions.
No. My brother already knows I'm an idiot. So, I mean, I don't have to play the role.
He already knows.
Get in there and just.
We already established that with my father.
When you get it started, just go, where's the Prindle?
The Prindle. I'm not that dumb.
Yeah. Prindle's a classic.
Oh, my God.
I hate my car has the push button stuff now.
Yeah.
And it's just dumb. It's not ready for prime time.
All right.
Like, and I know a lot of people, oh, I love it. Hey, man, give me the old-fashioned little Prindle. I like that better. Sure. Or give me a stick.
Oh, is Prindle real?
Oh, Prindle, yeah, the P-R-N-D-L.
Yeah, N-D-L.
It's
the park reverse.
Yeah, right.
It's when you make it to the final prize wheel in Wheel of Fortune. They give you those letters for free. And then we just need three consonants and a vowel.
CDMA,
like
thanks.
That's what I was going to say.
CDMA.
Damn the rules.
Damn the rules. Brothers right. Osborne, great conversation we had with them.
Yeah.
So, we'll get into that, man.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show. On the radio every day.
Damn the rules.
It was the podcast.
Sorry. Brothers Osborne in the studio. They got a new album out just called Brothers Osborne. Man, why do y'all do that?
Why did we do that?
Yeah.
Because we're so lazy, really. It's just it takes a lot of brain power to be able to write and record and perform. By the end of it, you're like, I can't even do this anymore. Yeah. Just call it our name.
I mean, just even our the name.
Even our name's not original.
Was there like a point where somebody said, okay, here are some ideas for the album name and what were the rejects?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, literally going off just us being brothers Osborne, there's an Osborne brothers, and we were like, you know, I guess we are brothers, and our last name's Osborne.
Yeah.
It was funny now to get to album number four, and we literally just called it that.
Yeah. Most people do it their first album to get their name out. You guys don't have an issue with that.
Honestly, the part of it, and like without, you know, being trying or attempting to be funny, the theory behind it is, you know, we've changed a lot. We've grown a lot. We've talked a lot about ourselves, our personal lives, and that's been a big part of our growing process and creative process. So this is just kind of us being 100% us, leaning into what we do and just being kind of, whether it works or not, this is who we are and we're proud of it.
Yeah. I think John and I have shared a lot about ourselves over the past few years, and I think we feel like this is the first time we've always been ourselves, but I think there was maybe, 10, 20% of that was just never out there. And now we just kind of had no barriers in the creativity. Now, there aren't really, the songs don't necessarily specifically get into any of those topics, but just being able to create with just completely open reins.
Just was, mentally, it's a good feeling.
Oh, extremely yeah. good the feeling.
The album's
was,
good.
Yeah,
I've been listening to it.
Thank you.
Who produced it?
A guy named Mike Elizondo. He's from Los Angeles. He grew up in Los Angeles. He's had a huge career in like the hip-hop and the pop world, the rock world, and he moved here a few years ago, I think 2019, right before the pandemic.
Did he ever work with like Daft Punk?
He's worked with everybody.
Because
he's
I was listening like and I was hearing some of that Giorgio Moroder influence and all that.
Exactly.
And like, watch, D, you don't, just stay, you don't know that.
Are you saying, D, you're not hip?
You don't know what Giorgio Moroder is.
That's right.
Anyway, like this, I was going, dude, this is fire.
Thank you. Yeah, he's an extremely talented guy, and he's worked in, which is why one of the big drivers we wanted to work with him is that he's done, I mean, he's worked on Carrie Underwood records, worked on Eminem records, and everything in between. So we just thought this would be a really fun guy to work with. He doesn't really have any musical limitations, and just get in and make music. You know, sometimes you get in and you're like, you get so caught up in what's cool or what you call it, and then next thing you're distracted by what you're doing. And so for this project, we just wanted to go in and just make music that we liked and had fun making.
But Bubba was listening to the album, and you're saying it's got all these different influences.
Oh, yeah. There's so many different sounds and so many great things on the album. It's like the textures of each song.
Yeah, I want
to
hear this.
I'll just kind of go through a couple different ones. This one is kind of, we talked about the almost disco influence on like two of the cuts, this one and the other one. But there's so many different things. Like, watch here, I'll go into this. This is Love You Too. That's just me.
That ain't you. Oh, that sounds good.
It's got that cool 80s bass line.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. So we did a lot of synths. So Mike, he's a bass player. I mean, he was asked to play with Ray Charles when he was like 18, and he turned it down because he was already too busy. I mean, the dude's a freak.
Wow.
And but he has like every synth you could imagine in the world. And we thought, you know, we just like doing things that we've never done before. Maybe it's to our own detriment, but we like to do just new stuff every record. And you see all these toys throughout his studio. We're like, let's use all of them. So a lot of that synth bass came from us just going, let's play with all these
toys.
So
like the synths and all, does he have all like the patch cables, like the old school stuff too?
Well, yeah. It's all ready to go at a moment's notice. There's never like, well, let's pull it out. I mean, it's literally everything is already hardwired, ready just to walk up to and play.
Oh,
so
that's
you don't
cool.
lose that spark. But, and again, that's why we really wanted to work with Mike. The record kind of, originally we wanted to come in with a sonic theme, and we ended up doing the opposite. We just kind of let the songs lead. And at least for me, when I listen to it, I can really hear our influences on a different influence on just about every song from genre to even era. And you know, I feel like there's not a ton of people that would have been, I think, a right fit for a project like that.
Well,
Mike was really fun to work with.
Like, this is Who Says You Can't Have Everything? Again, total different feel.
Yeah.
But what's good about you guys is you can, you can do all this and you can have fancy stuff, or you can just, you guys have done it before. You just come in with a guitar.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Yeah. Listen, it sounds like Billy Joel. I mean,
oh, that's a great example. Like, if you look at Billy Joel, or if you look at Springsteen and Petty, like, they would use a lot of synths on their song, analog synths. And it works with like very kind of American roots style music. If you just listen to how they wrote the songs and how they ended up, it's kind of a cool way to marry sounds. And it just fortunately works for what we do.
Yeah. Again, there's so many different, there's something for everybody. I hate saying there's something for everybody on here, but there really is. Whatever you're into, you're going to find a little bit of it here on the album. And then that will lead you into some of the other stuff, and maybe you'll branch out.
Yeah, absolutely. We are not rapping, though. So don't.
There's no rap whatsoever.
Fear not. We are not going to attempt that. We could do a lot of things. That is one we cannot do. So, or dance.
Really? You guys don't dance?
You don't know. You can't tell for dancing on this.
No.
Can't tell. Can't tell.
No,
all right. Brothers Osborne in the studio. They have the album. That's the new one. It's called Brothers Osborne. Check that out. Also, check out John's nominated for the CMA for the Ashley.
The Lindyville record, album of the year. Yeah, check that out.
That album is so good.
Thank you so
Ashley.
Much. Thank you.
So good. I love the whole... when it starts up, it's like you feel like you're pulling into the Lindyville City.
Yeah, that's exactly the whole idea. I mean, it was written in a way of like I didn't write any of the songs, but when they wrote it, I was like, this sounds like a musical. So it's got to start like the curtains open, you're pulling into this town, and then it kicks off with the very first song, which is called "Brenda, Put Your Bra On."
Yeah, yes, that's right. Brenda, put your bra on. There's trouble next door. It's so great. It's a fun thing, and that's what I love about you guys, that you're willing to do whatever. You're just like, hey, this feels good. Sounds great.
It's just fun, you know? I mean, music, there's just so many choices. The palettes are just endless, and it's like, I don't know. We just love all of it. Just making music is, you know, this business is rewarding as it is. It's very difficult. But the most fun that I have, and my brother as well, is just making music. That is so much fun. We cannot do enough of it.
Congrats on the album. It's called Brothers Osborne. Nobody's Nobody's on there. And congrats on the CMA noms for you guys
Thank
as well.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate it.
That's awesome. Real quick, your whiskey. What's the deal with the whiskey?
We did a collaboration with Whistle Pig, and we like whiskey and really
we drink
a lot. So where is it available? How do people get it?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's Whistle Pig's huge whiskey brand, and we've been fans of theirs for a long time. They asked if we wanted to collaborate with them, and it was just cool to do a collaboration outside of music for a change. And we went up to their distillery and selected all of the
so you really did it. Like, this isn't like did. You we just did. Sold your name on it.
Yeah.
No, we went up there. It was awesome. It was really fun.
That had to be a good process.
It was fun.
Very good process. Yeah. But anyhow, yeah. So they're an amazing brand we loved for a long time, and really great people up there. And, you know, it's just a really, really cool place. And, you know, the entire distillery is also like their master distiller is a woman. It's mostly women up there making it. And it was really, really cool.
Nice. Well, check that out. And also check out the new album. And you guys are touring as well, paying some bills.
Oh, yeah. That's why if you're watching this, we look exhausted. It's because we are very exhausted.
But John has kids now, too.
And I have twins as well. I don't even know what sleep is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck. Brothers Osborne, always good to see you guys. Thank you.
Good to see y'all.